Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Hey, Don, how you doing? Good morning.
I'm well, Paul. Thanks.
I started out by talking about the awards handed out by the Michigan Museums Association. You guys got one.
Yeah, we are really honored to receive that, too. This particular award is called the Pivot Award, and it was for museums in the state of Michigan that were creative in finding ways to continue to reach their membership and continue to bring in revenue. So we did that in most part by our pop-up weddings.
That was really neat, and that sounds like something you're going to kind of keep around, isn't it?
We are. People are loving it. You know, our pop-up weddings, it's a wedding package, and it's very economical, $1,000, and you get a wedding ceremony for the bride and groom and 10 guests. It includes a wedding planner, a beautiful venue, which at this time of year is going to be now inside of the Loop Harrison Mansion. So if you could imagine a prettier place to be married than a 150-year-old mansion, I don't know where it would be. And then in the summer months, you can be married in the church. So it includes the venue, the wedding planner, the officiant, a musician, bridal flowers, a bridal bouquet and a boutonniere, the wedding cake, and a photography package for $1,000. And brides are loving it. You know, when we first decided to offer this, my thought was, well, this is perfect for COVID brides. Their traditional big wedding that they planned has been canceled, and this will either take the place of that, or for a lot of brides, this will get them still married at the when they wanted to be married, and maybe somewhere down the line they'll have a big reception. And that has been true. We've had a lot of brides, a lot of COVID brides. But we've also had a lot of second weddings. We had a couple that have been together for many years and, in fact, have children together. And they've been wanting to get married for a long time, but they have a lot of little kids. They both work full-time. And every time they would start planning a wedding, the cost and the time factor just stopped them in their tracks. So this was just perfect for them.
And I kind of get the feeling that, yeah, so you have the COVID brides and the COVID weddings, and that's going to go on for probably another year or maybe even two before we're able to get back to having big gatherings. But I think one of the things that might hang around is the idea of smaller, downscaled weddings. I mean, people don't seem to be complaining too much about not spending a ton of money on weddings.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, then the bride and groom have money to put down on a new house or whatever. But what I'm hearing back from our brides is that they absolutely loved it. Instead of becoming this huge big party, it became a celebration of the love between the two of them with just the closest people to them. So it has been really successful. And in fact, we're holding a pop-up wedding open house at the museum that will be on November 2nd from 12 to 2. And it's a free event. We invite brides from the community to come and they can meet some of our vendors. Find out exactly what the pop-up weddings are all about. They can take a look at both of the mansion, and they can also tour the church. And it's just a way for brides to come in and see what it's all about. But we'll continue to offer traditional weddings, and that's basically somebody just rents our space. They rent our church, or they rent the mansion, or they rent the grounds. But I think the pop-up weddings are going to stick around, too.
No, I mean, $1,000 and everything's covered, that's a great way to go.
Yeah, you literally walk in the door with your marriage license in your hand, and you handle everything else. So it's a very, very stress-free solution to a really intimate wedding.
Well, it was a solution that netted you an award, like we said, from the Michigan Museums Association. That's pretty neat way to pivot. Speaking of pivoting, you've pivoted in a lot of other ways as well. I mean, when the holidays come about, you can't necessarily invite a big crowd into the museum. You've done something kind of neat for Halloween that allows people to peek in your window.
Yeah, you know, usually at Halloween, we have two Saturdays where we do our Haunted Village event. And we'll have over 1,000 people join us. And it's fantastic. The community looks forward to it. We look forward to it. And we were just so disappointed when it had to be canceled. So we were looking for some way that we could still involve the community with the museum at Halloween time. So we decided to create an I Spy window. So I know that you have been to our grounds before, mm-hmm. but for people who haven't, we have 10 acres and 16 historic buildings. And one of our buildings is the general store, and it has a big front window. So we took that window and we created a false wall behind it. And then between the false wall and the window, we loaded it with Halloween items and a lot of historic items. And we have a list of the different things you're supposed to be able to find in the I Spy History Halloween window. My husband and I went over and did it the other night. And it took us about maybe 20 minutes, I think. And we found almost everything on the list. And some we have a lot of Halloween items. We've got 28 pumpkins you need to find, 14 skulls, 10 bats, some spiders, black cats. But we also have some historic items like a hair wreath and a chamber pot. We have a car heater from an old Model T. So it's just an interesting thing to do, and the window is set up really creepy. I think when you combine Halloween items with historic items,
yeah.
everything just becomes kind of creepy.
Absolutely. So people can stop by and take a look at that on the museum grounds. And, of course, that's just long M25, easy to get to and easy to find.
Yeah, and that is free, and it's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week through November 1st. So
there
I hope people will come out and check it out.
Yeah, anytime you want to stop by, you can do that and make it part of your fun Halloween weekend. Now, obviously, the next big holiday is Christmas, and I'm just wondering, are you pivoting for the holiday season this year?
At this point, we don't have any plans. You know, we're getting to the time when everything you plan has to be inside.
Yeah.
And we don't have large spaces. You know, our mansion is generally where we host our beautiful Christmas events, like our Victorian dinners, and we usually have a big Christmas open house the day after Thanksgiving, but that's not going to happen this year.
Yeah.
So at this point, we're not planning anything, but I'll tell you, I am very willing to listen to ideas and make things happen at the last minute, even if I'm pulling my hair out over it. So you just never know what might come up.
You never know. That's how you pivot, and that's how you win awards for pivoting. Don, congratulations again on that award, and great work up there. And hopefully a lot of people stop by and take a look at your Halloween window.
I hope so, Paul, and I would just like to add for our wedding open house, again, it's free, but people do need tickets so that we can offer social distancing.
Mm-hmm.
So they can go to our Facebook page, Sanilac County Historic Village and Museum, or they can call me at the museum, and I'll tell them how to get tickets.
All right. Fantastic. Excellent. Dawn, thanks so much.
You too, Paul. Have a great day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.